Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back at the Amerant Bank Arena. We're going to talk some Panthers hockey here. I'll remind everybody, if you're looking for some new Panthers gear, Caneswear in Davie. Not just Canes stuff, but Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive next to La Spada's, or you could check it out online at caneswear.com. They've got all the Florida Panthers merch that you want. George Richards is sitting next to me here in Sunrise. Crowder is at a Bonvoy Hotel somewhere in New York. Where are you? New York? New Jersey?
Beautiful. Jersey. Mount Laurel, New Jersey.
Mount Laurel, New Jersey. George Richards covers the Panthers for FloridaHockeyNow.com. It's where you get all your Panthers info. George has been covering the team for years. Let's start with a little primer. What are some of the big differences between last year's team and this year's team? Because we got to get back into
the got to get back into the hockey, right? Well, the big guys you know and love are here. I mean, the Sergei Bobrovskis, the Sasha Barkolovs, Matthew Tkachuks. There are a couple guys that are missing. I mean, guys got paid this offseason. Brandon Montour, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, who we didn't really get to know all that well. He was only here the one season. He's gone. Anthony Stolarz is the backup goalie. Same thing. But listen, Bill Zito, that's
did I see Chris Drieger is the backup
Chris
goalie?
Chris Drieger
again?
Is the backup tonight.
Oh.
He's already been placed. He was placed on waivers today. So it's a whole salary cap.
Will it be Spencer Knight?
It should be. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff. The Panthers are like $130,000 under the salary cap, which is, sounds like a lot to you and I, but, it's not in the hockey world. 130 grand, I'll take it, but the Panthers need more than that to operate. So there's a whole bunch of salary cap gymnastics the Panthers have to go through, and by not having Spencer Knight on the opening night roster, they actually save $133,000, $300,000 or
amazing.
Something. So that's the difference. But listen, it's still pretty much the same team everybody knows. I mean, I think you look at what Bill Zito's done here. You pay the big dogs, and then you fill out the roster. He went into the offseason telling free agents, as a former agent, he's like, I'm not BSing you. I got $775,000 for five of you. Who's going to take it? There's no negotiation. We don't have, it's the league minimum. Do you want to come here, get your game back on track, or no? And they just lined up, boom, boom, boom. The Panthers, look pretty, they look good.
And George, with that thought process, because I remember for years we were chasing the damn Lightning and they were whooping us in the playoffs. And we were always the Greyhound. Now we're the Rabbit with Viola, with Zito, with Bobrovsky, with the guys. What's the change the organization has to make now being the Rabbit over being the Greyhound?
You ever been to Biscayne Dog Track?
Palm Beach Kennel Palm Club.
All right, I'm a Biscayne guy. Maybe a little hot.
It was Rusty. It was
Hollywood.
Rusty up there. Here comes Rusty.
There you go. A little dog track talk. Listen.
That's after my Hard Rock Bedab, after the losses I'm piling up there, I need to go back to Palm Beach Kennel Club, try to get something going.
Play some poker over there.
Man's going to have me bankrupt here in a second, George. Goodness
oh,
gracious.
No, I hear you. No, he's already telling me I'm getting free Hard Rock bets or something. All I know is the Winnipeg Jets coach got fired today. I don't know,
I had him for the next 3 years. I lost that one, too.
Aaron
I had
Rodgers,
3 years.
Aaron Rodgers in hockey.
I had Robert Saleh 6 years.
Listen, this team's got a target on its back. And, Paul Maurice talked about it, and he was like, well, I think people, we had the target on our back last year. No, you didn't. You were the Eastern Conference champions. Now you're the Stanley Cup champions. Every city the Panthers go to is now part of a special ticket package. Come see the Stanley Cup champs. And lo and behold, it's the Florida Panthers. So they're this is the team people want to see. They want to see Barkov. They want to see Tkachuk. They want to see Bobrovsky. They want to see the Panthers. And they're going to have to deal with that because now they're going to get everybody's best every single night. And, you know, Paul Maurice is like, listen, because of the way we play, we always got everybody's best. But you
this
got
is
that.
A little different.
This is, you know, come see the Chicago Blackhawks Tuesday because the Stanley Cup champs are here, you know. It's a different deal now instead of just, oh, it's the Florida Panthers. Yeah, that team from Florida. Florida's got hockey. Who knew? You know, now it's the Stanley Cup champs, and they're going to have to deal with that each and every night.
You can read George's work. FloridaHockeyNow.com is the website. We were talking at the beginning of the show. This is going to be, I imagine, an emotional night for a lot of people.
I would think.
First time you raise the banner. Yep. And so for those who have been here almost the entire time or fans sure. who have rooted for the entirety of this organization's existence yep. or someone like Paul Maurice, who this really is the culmination, I was saying, of his life's work. This should be an emotional night tonight right here in Sunrise.
Absolutely, especially for a guy like Paul Maurice who's come close before. You know, he talked about being part of these before, and there was always one missing. You know, he's in Carolina, and they do the Eastern Conference Champions banner. That next, you know, but you didn't get the good one, right? You didn't get it last year. The Panthers didn't even do a ceremony last year for the Eastern. They just showed it. They already had it hanging here, and they just put a spotlight on it and said, all right, let's move on. Listen, this is going to be a big deal. I mean, this Stanley Cup banner is going to be unbelievable. Fans are getting miniature replicas when they walk in the door. It is going to be emotional for a lot of the fans, especially the ones who've been here since day one and stuck with the team. It's easy to say, you know, hey, no, I followed the Panthers, you know, 10 years. Well, what about 15, 20? Because when this built, you know, you know, I mean, this team, how far down the pole were the Florida Panthers in this market? I mean, there were times where the NASCAR race was bigger than the Florida Panthers.
I remember being here on Tuesday nights, and an Edmonton would be in town, and there were 3,000 people here, and half those tickets were free tickets.
And this is a 20,000-seat barn. So there were probably 10,000, but it felt like three because this place is so big. And that's how, you know, Wayne Huizenga said, hey, we got a 15,000-seat arena in Miami, 5,000-seat. They had a 5,000-seat waiting list for the Miami, for the Panthers at Miami Arena. So that's why this place is 20,000 seats. And for years they couldn't, you know, they put tarps up for, yeah. you know, and now, I mean, they sold out seats. They don't have season tickets anymore.
First time ever they sold out of season tickets.
Last year, 1 million people, Channing, 1 million people came through this building to watch the Panthers. That blows my mind that, you know, that number.
And George, with the we've named it Paul Ball, even though it's not a damn ball on the ice.
I like that. Paul Ball. Yeah.
Paul Ball, yeah. I think Josh Chappelle kind of put that
in
our mind.
I'm not getting out. That guy's a chicken finger. I'm not done.
He's a boneless chicken wing guy. Yep. It's enough with the Pell.
He's not getting credit for that one.
But nope. We saw Gallant, we saw Rowe, we saw Buchner, yeah. Quinville. Last one was Bruno Man. I don't know if that's his real name. But we saw that, and then we get Paul
Ball.
He was
on this show.
How damn hard is it to play Paul Ball now? Like you're saying, target on your back, and you have to go out there and play at this level that I've gathered through talking to a bunch of hockey people. It's not easy to play Paul Ball.
No, it's not. And that's where Paul is saying, forget about a Stanley Cup hangover, forget about having a target on our back. If we play our style of game, you know, that goes out the window because they're a hard forechecking team. You heard. I don't know if you guys saw the Amazon Prime series or the ESPN where they were talking to the Panthers, you know, during the playoffs, and they'd be in the second era. We're going to wear teams down. We are going to wear down the Edmonton Oilers. We're going to wear down the New York. Every team they played, the Panthers were like, we're going to wear them down. And you saw it, Game 7. The Edmonton Oilers are down 2-1 in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup, and they are out of gas because they cannot chase the Panthers anymore, and they had nothing left. In Florida, that third period was just a countdown. They weren't getting anything going against the Panthers in Game 7. That's how the Panthers play. That's how they love to play. Paul Maurice, the first 4 days of training camp, all he does is just, let's go. Whistle, you know, no whistle, he just stands there, and they just skate, and they moves one puck another. I mean, the guys love doing it because now they didn't the first year. Now they get it. Those first few days, that's what pushes them. You know, kind of like the old days of the Dolphins when Don Shula would run them at Biscayne College through the heat and the humidity of summer. And by the fourth quarter against the Buffalo Bills, it was done, you know. But, yeah. You know, now they got, you know, dome.
All the you can't, you
plastic, can, plastic.
And you can't, and you can't practice for more than 30 minutes.
Right? Come on. Yeah.
It's crazy, Georgia Brina. Is this old school hockey?
It's old school hockey.
Yeah. This is the old let me physically and mentally wear you down until you don't want to play hockey anymore. Is that what it is?
It's old school hockey in a new school world, right? Because, yeah, it's all for one, one for all. And it's, you know, but you still got Matthew Tkachuk, you know, driving down A1A on his golf cart and, you know, camera crews following him. So you've got the new and the old. But, yeah, this is about as old school a team as you're going to find. The Panthers play an old-fashioned brand of hockey. If I can pull from Slapshot, that's what they do. You're absolutely right.
He said, if I can pull from Slapshot. I saw you.
It's a
reach.
Yeah.
I saw you reach for the dump button there because it came out like it was one F word.
Oh, no,
he
no.
He said,
no.
If I can pull from Slapshot.
From Slapshot.
Which is the movie Slapshot. I saw Solana almost keel over in the chair there.
I didn't even think that sounded like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it did. It caught me, and then I looked at Solana, and Solana got all frazzled, but he was saying, if I can pull from Slapshot. That's
pull from Slapshot.
There you go. That's where that was coming from. What's tonight's schedule? Because I know it's supposed to be a 7 o'clock puck drop,
yeah.
But it's actually going to be more around 7:20, 7:25, because the ceremony.
The official deal is 7. The puck drop is at 7:25. So be in your seats around 6:50.
So what are we thinking, about a half-hour ceremony?
Yeah, that sounds about right, because the Panthers, and you know, because it's originally a 7 o'clock start, they should have warm-ups at 6:30, and then they'll clean the ice, and they'll do all the fun stuff, and the Panther will come out, wave the flag. And then you're going to, you know, because this is opening night, so there's always some kind of
festivities,
introducing the trainers and the equipment guys and every player. They skate out, line up. But this time, you're going to have probably a long video tribute. Then the banner comes up at probably in one of the end zones. I'm going to be surprised. I want to see if the Boston Bruins are out there.
I know. It's a long ceremony.
It's a long ceremony, but they were talking this morning after the morning skate about, you know, the Panthers. We're going to be this is what Brad Marchand said, the captain of the Bruins. He goes, we're going to be flying high after that ceremony because I think they want to watch it. I think
they can use that as motivation, right? Like if you're a coaching staff, you go, yeah, I want you guys out here to watch that because you want to do this in your building.
Last year when the Panthers lost Game 5 in Las Vegas, they did not leave the ice. They watched the Vegas Golden Knights celebrate that Stanley Cup. And they talked about it all season long. They remember that. You know, Aaron Ekblad, I made myself watch. And listen, Panthers have ended Boston's season the last 2 years in the playoffs.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boston does not like the Florida Panthers, that's for sure.
And that's what I want to ask you, George. Definitively, can we say the Panthers' biggest rival now are the Boston Bruins? Because Tampa Bay were our daddies. Yeah. We got over that hump. Nobody likes Tampa down here because everybody thinks of, oh, Florida's got a hockey team. It's the Tampa Bay Lightning. But I think they hate the Bruins more, and the Bruins hate the Panthers more as well.
I would go with that, yeah. I mean, I think that the Panthers needed to beat the Tampa Bay Lightning, like you said, in that first round. And Boston wanted nothing to do with Tampa in the first round. If you remember right, remember last year, Boston lost its last two games of the year, so it wouldn't have to play. And they could say, oh, no, they did. They didn't want to play Tampa in the first round. The Panthers were like, yeah, we'll play whoever, whenever. And it just happened to be Tampa, and they were like, all right. If we're going to do anything, we got to beat Tampa. But, yes, I think right now It might just be the Boston Bruins because you've got all the Northeastern. There's a lot more Boston fans in this building when they play than the Tampa Bay Lightning fans. And
that's true.
And I think that's, you know, that gets people going for sure. And the players notice that. They notice the sound. And listen, there are a lot less Bruin fans in this building this year than last. So we'll see how it goes.
George Richards, read his work, FloridaHockeyNow.com, opening night tonight. And, again, if you're coming to the arena, be in your seats a little before 7 o'clock.
Before 7 o'clock.
And, and you'll be safe to watch everything, and you can listen to it all. Our radio broadcast is on 104.3 The Beach. Thank you, George. Have an enjoyable night tonight here at the arena, and we will chat throughout the season.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
There you go. George Richards, FloridaHockeyNow.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.